And now I'll hand you over to our head keeper, James Watson.
Thank you, Phil. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for coming. Now, I know many of you have visited the zoo in the daytime, but while you were walking around looking at the animals, did you realize that most of the species you see are endangered? People often ask me how people in the UK can support endangered species around the world. Tonight I'll explain how, by supporting UK zoos and the research we do, you can make a real difference. But first, let me give you some background. As the human population grows, we constantly need more land to build on, to grow crops and so on. But what about the animals who live on that land? As we take away their natural environment, more and more are left with no way and nowhere to survive. Some species now exist only in captivity. Their wild populations have been wiped out. It's a very serious problem, and we need to do much more to help before we lose many species forever. That's where zoos come in. Many people seem to believe that zoos are here simply to entertain humans, but that's far from the truth. We have teams of scientists studying the zoo's animal populations and producing vital research. Studies of breeding behavior have helped population management in the zoo, and other recent findings have been used overseas, in Thailand, for instance, where we're working to conserve the Asian elephant. However, running a zoo is a very expensive business. Can you believe that our zoo costs about £15,000 a day to run? Any money we make from ticket sales goes straight to helping the animals. We don't make any profit. That's why the zoo is a registered charity, and without people's generosity, we wouldn't be able to carry on with all the important work we do. So how can you contribute? One way is through our animal adoption scheme. By making a one-off payment, you can adopt an endangered species for a whole year. The money you give will help feed and care for the animal, and also help conserve the species overseas. In my opinion, it's a great way to donate, since you can visit the zoo and your animal and actually see how your money is helping. Also, lots of people tell us animal adoption is a great gift idea when you want to give a present that's out of the ordinary. Another idea, for the more hands-on among you, is to be a keeper for a day. You can join our keepers as they feed the animals and muck out their living quarters. It's an amazing experience. Hard work, of course, but you will learn a lot about the animals. I'm sure anyone interested in a career with animals would love to try out this opportunity. In a moment, I'll go on to talk about our projects overseas. Before I do, though, I really want to emphasize that we never stop needing your help. What I ask is that in addition to your generous donations, you make that extra effort and tell your friends, family members, even your employers, who could perhaps arrange company fundraising events, anything you can think of. Which